in honor of my sister getting married this Thursday, Be'ezus Hashem. So we continue with the chuppah and with different minhagim. Specifically today, we're going to focus on why the chassan wears a kittel. Four or five reasons why a chassan wears a kittel. It's brought down in Or Chaim, the Kolbo, and Simon Ayin Alf. Nogim sha'chassan lovish beged lavan kittel be'isa chuppah. The minhag is that a chassan should wear a kittel by the chuppah. And there's different reasons why. The first reason is brought down by the kittel Shulchan Aruch. And Siv Kuf Mem Zayin Dalit. Lahaski Yomamiso Kedelis Oyer Lachuva. Why does a chassan wear a kittel? It's to, that he should remember that he's also going to be buried in his kittel, so he should be Mazor in Tshuva. And we know that chassan the day that he gets married, it's a very, very important day to do Tshuva. So the reason why he wears the kittel, specifically under the chuppah, is to be able to take that those minutes for then eat those special moments of tefillah and to be able to do Tshuva. Second reason goes very similar from the Sefer Mata Moshe. And he says that we know from the Yushalmi and Bikurim, Paragimel Halacha Gimel tells us that Chasan Akala Mochin Lo Kol Vanosav, that Chasan Akala on the day of their wedding, they are forgiven from all for all of their sins. So now Meachashanim Chalam Abonosav Hulavesh Kittel. Now that we know that all their sins are forgiven, they were a kittel Laharos Aslicha to show that they were forgiven. The Sefer Mata Moshe says to be able to show that the slicha is there, that the forgiveness is there. As we know, the pasuk says, and we say this a lot in Yom Noram. That our sin should be whitened. Our sin should be whitened. We know white is a reference to be forgiven. Red is a lashon of blood of not forgiveness. So we specifically chasan and the kala. Maybe we could say the kala's dress is also white to show that they have this inyan of slicha of kapara on the day of their wedding. The safer and the third reason why a chasan wears a kittel is brought down by the Siddur Yavitz. I think maybe this is Rav Yaakov Emden. The Yavet is Rav Yaakov Emden. It says, "Kedei lahaskir avelus Yerushalayim." That they should remember the avelus of Yerushalayim. You know that there's an Indian of when someone wears a kittel, it's an Indian of someone's buried in their kittel. And at the end of the chuppah, every chuppah always talks about remembering Yerushalayim, right? The famous Tosos and Mesachos Brachos in the fifth parak, when the Tanaim and the Amoraim were very, very besimcha. And the certain rabbis threw down the glass to be able to for them because they were too happy, they were too joyous. So at the end of the day, even though at the end of the chuppah we're so joyous, we're so happy, the ultimate joy is only when we have the Yerushalayim, when we have the Beis Hamikdash. So we'll be able to remember the avelus of Yerushalayim. The fourth reason is brought down by the Radvaz and the Tshuva. South Tshuva is Radvaz Aleph Siman Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalet, Da Tuf Reish Tzadi Gimel. Kedilakai Mashneimar V'Gilu Bar Ado. The pasuk says that should they rejoice in trepidation. So part of the chuppah, obviously there's a Yom Kippur aspect to it. Like I remember, I think I heard the name of Shor, up until the chuppah, until after the chuppah, it's Yom Kippur, and after the chuppah, then it's Simchas Torah. Right? But there's a revelation of Vigilu Bar Ada. It's actually a very famous Rabbeinu Yonah on this pasuk of Vigilu Bar Ada, brought down Mesechus Brachos, that a person should daven, rejoice in the trepidation. So how do you daven with simcha, with joy, and also fear? They're opposite emotions, they're opposite feelings. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that when it comes to human being, you can have both feelings, but when it comes to David, when it comes to something ruchnius, you're able to have both. We rejoice, why? Because of our fear, or we fear because of our joy. We're so happy to be able to daven, to be able to speak to our Father, but we're also trembling because we know who we're speaking to. They go hand in hand, right? The human aspect, when it comes to other things in life, either you're happy or you're scared. You can't have both. When it comes to ruchnius, specifically when it comes to daven, you're able to have both. And I think that's really what the chuppah is all about. Chuppah is the ultimate besimcha type of moment, but it's also to be able to not squander it and understand the amazing abilities of what's going on here. And finally, the fifth idea is brought down by the Sefer HaBris. It says that why does the chassan wear kittel? Because we know the chassan is compared to a kohen. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya Perach Samach Aleph Pasuk Yud, ki chassan yikoyin pe'er, that a chassan has the glory of a kohen. And Chazal tells us in Moikaton Chavchesam Abeis, just like a kohen Mesav Barosh goes around with his head covered, Chassan Mesav Barosh. The Chassan also has his head covered. Lachin Lovish Akata Beged Lavan, Kemosha Kohen Lovish Bigdei Lavan. So just like the way a kohen now wears Bigdei Lavan, so too the Chassan also has this inyan of Malchus. He has this inyan of being a king on the day of his wedding. So we want to try to be able to compare everything to be able to do like a kohen. So five reasons why a Chassan wears a kittel at his chuppah. The first reason we said we know why. Because people, the Kittel Shulchan Aruch said, be able to, he should remember tshuva. Tshuva, you think of the Kittel, you think of Yom Kippur. It's the Yom Kippur of your life. The second reason, people to show that the Slicha was actually there, says the Sefer Matan Moshe. The Slicha is obviously there. We want to show that to everyone, specifically to the Chasam and Kal. The third reason is to be able to remind says the Sefer Yavetz, to remember the Avelas Vishalayim. The fourth reason is to rejoice in trepidation, to have both of these feelings of the Gilu Bar Adam. Finally, the fifth reason, that the Chasan is compared to the Kohen. In the same way, the Gemara Mori Katan says that Chasan is compared to the Kohen, so too the Kohen wears Begad Lavan, the Chasan also wears Big Day Lavan. Mishmizoch Bez Hashem to only celebrate happy occasions, especially now in the month of Elul. Noam Melech writes that even if we're not getting married, but we're at a wedding, it's a very big hachana for the Yom Noram. Ani l'doi divido d'li, to be able to remember the tremendous love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Noam HaMelech actually says it's a hachana. So when we go to a chuppah, when we go to a wedding, we have to make sure to take in those moments to daven for our families and for all of Klai Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Shkoyach.